ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं दैवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, Text 23. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Jita Sano Jita Shvaso, Jita Sango Jitendriya, Sthule Bhagavato Rupe, मनः संधारयेद्धिया। श्रीशुक उवाच जीतासनो जीतश्वासो जीतसंगो जितेन्द्रियः स्थूले भगवतो रूपे मनः संधारयेद्धिया। श्रीशुक उवाच जीतासनो जीतश्वासो जीतसंगो जितेन्द्रियः स्थूले भगवतो रूपे मनः संधारयेद्धिया। जीतासनो जीतश्वासो जीतसंगो जितेन्द्रियः स्थूले भगवतो रूपे मनः संधारये धिया। Sri Shukavacha, Shukadeva Goswami said, Jita Asanaha, controlled sitting posture, Jita Swashaha, controlled breathing process, Jita Sangaha, controlled association. Jita indriyah, controlled senses. Stule, in the gross matter. Bhagavatah, unto the personality of Godhead. Rupe, in the feature of. Manah, the mind. Sandharayit, must apply. Dhiya, by intelligence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Shukadeva Goswami answered, one should control the sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by the yogic pranayama, and thus control the mind and senses, and with intelligence apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord, called the Virat Rupa. Purport, the materially absorbed mind of the conditioned soul does not allow him to transcend the limit of the bodily conception of the self, and thus the yoga system for meditation, controlling the sitting posture and breathing process, and fixing the mind upon the Supreme, is prescribed in order to mold the character of the gross materialist. Unless such materialists are able to cleanse the materially absorbed mind, it is impossible for them to concentrate upon thoughts of transcendence. And to do so, one may fix one's mind on the gross material or external features of the Lord. The different parts of the gigantic form of the Lord are described in the following verses. The materialistic men are very anxious to have some mystic powers as a result of such a controlling process. But the real purpose of yogic regulations is to eradicate the accumulated dirty things like lust, anger, avarice, and all such material contaminations. If the mystic yogi is diverted by the accompanying feats of mystic control, then his mission of yogic success is a failure, because the ultimate aim is God realization. He is therefore recommended to fix his gross materialistic mind by a different conception and thus realize the potency of the Lord. As soon as the potencies are understood to be instrumental manifestations of the transcendence, one automatically advances to the next step, and gradually the stage of full realization becomes possible for him. Om Tat Sat. ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमोऽं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो वी कंटिन्यूइंग अ कॉन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन परीक्षित महाराज एंड शुकदेव गोस्वामी, एंड Shukadeva Goswami is advising on Parikshit's inquiry, O Brahmana, please describe in full detail how and where the mind has to be applied, how the conception can be fixed so that the dirty things in the person's mind can be removed. And Shukadeva Goswami is answering by saying, one should control the sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by the yogic pranayama, and thus control the mind and senses, and with intelligence apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord, called the Virat Rupa. And Prabhupada is explaining, this is the form of meditation for persons who are very much absorbed in matter. So, by knowing that the material manifestation, all the great things in the material manifestation are simply manifestations of Krishna, and there is no difference, gradually a person becomes purified. The Vishwarupa, the Virat manifestation, is not a permanent manifestation in the spiritual sky, the spiritual world. It is only meant to be operating in the material realm. For people who live in the material world, taken many births in the material world, punarappi jananam, punarappi maranam, so used to matter, its functions, and so much absorbed in identification of the body, to get a conception of the Lord in terms of His Vishwarupa, Virata Purusha, Om Sahasrasirsha Purushah Sahas Akshas Sahasrapat Sabhumin Vishvato Vritva Atyatishtat Dashangulam Purushayeve Dagam Sarvam Yad Bhutam Yad Chabhavyam Utamrata Swasheshanah Adennena Tirohati. Like that, even the demigods go and pray to Vishnu. You are having thousands of eyes, thousands of legs, you are like this, you are like that. In terms of their material experience. So in terms of the material absorption that we have, if we can accommodate the form of the Lord, Vishwapurusha, and meditate on that, then you get benefit in becoming associated with the Lord. This is the process that's being described. In the Bhagavad Gita, you have the same Vishwarupa shown by the Lord. And the Lord, on the behest of Arjuna, when he describes his vibhuti, vaibhava, his greatness, I am out of mountains, I am Himalayas, out of rivers, I am Ganges, out of gamblers, I am so-and-so, out of, you know, demons, I am Prahalad, out of like this, he describes many different aspects of him in terms of material examples. And then Arjuna says, oh, I want to see that form of yours. So he gives that type of a darshan. And that darshan is so scary for Arjuna that he says, it's okay, fine, close it. Please close it, come back. Ghora rupam. Very, very scary form. And he comes back, and the Lord comes back to his four-handed form. Then he comes back to his two-handed form. And then his sudur darshanam. This form of mine is very difficult to see. Two-handed form, Shyamasundara form. The Vishwarupa, anybody who meditates, even ordinary people, when they think about the greatness of material nature, how we are getting rains, how the sun is rising regularly, how there is minerals, how there is water, how there is ocean, how there is breeze, all these things, we gradually get to know there must be somebody really operating behind. Appreciating material nature and the setup leads the person to understand God. That's why many people, although they have lots of difficulties in understanding God from their material conceptions, they are able to appreciate nature. Wonderful, beautiful scenes, the sunset, the sunrise, hills, valleys, flowers, fruits, vegetables, forests. And as we feel very pleasant and very much associated with nature. Many, many people regularly nowadays in the material world, because we live in all these concrete jungles all the time, it's a great pleasure to go out into the open somewhere, see things as they are. And we appreciate them very much. So appreciation of God's creation and how wonderful it is brings us very close to God without knowing it is God. For materialists, it's easier for them to appreciate that. If you tell God is, they just withdraw out of their own enviousness, etc. If you allow, leave them alone, then they are appreciating material nature very much. They study material nature, then they extract minerals, then they look into the, you know, microscope, study a cell of a leaf, and they say, oh great, wonderful. Now, you know, for the past at least 10, 20 years, there's been a lot of work being done on the genetics and biology to such an extent that they're able to study the cell and cell structure. And they know that everything is different. That they know that the cell is so powerful. It's a whole living organism. It's a factory inside that minuscule thing. They found out that there is a pump, the bacterium flagella pump. There is a pump that works like with a stator, with a rotor, everything inside the minuscule cell. It works by the same principles. And there are lots of activities happening there. There is one-way traffic. Food can come in, cannot go out. There's all sorts of arrangements inside the unicellular situation. So they are amazed at the mechanics that's behind it. And they cannot but conclude about intelligence behind it. So there are a whole group of people who say intelligent design. You cannot deny it. There is intelligence behind this to such a small level. So in this way, materialistic people can appreciate matter and its workings and learn to indirectly appreciate the Lord and His features, His manifestations. So that is the way that is being described here. Meditation on the Vishwarupa form of the Lord. That's what it's easy for the conditioned soul to do. The demigods go and pray to the Lord like that. In the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna speaks about His universal form. Even speaks about how the super soul is situated everywhere. Sarvatha pani padam tat sarvato akshikshuro mukham sarvamavritam tishtati. Sarvatha shutiman loke sarvamavritam tishtati. Everywhere are His hands and legs. Everywhere He is situated, the super soul. In this way we slowly, slowly appreciate. One is that type of a material conception, this thing. Then they get to understand the energy of the Lord situated everywhere. Then they come to understand that our Lord is situated as Paramatma in the heart everywhere. Sarvamavrita Trishati. Then they get to understand about the personality of God, Bhagavan. Then gradually they learn to get to do some devotional service, become attracted to Krishna. This is the process that is described here. Vishwarupa form of the Lord. But it's also mentioned here, the real purpose of rules and regulations is to eradicate the accumulated dirty things like lust, anger, avarice and all such material contaminations. If the mystic yogi is diverted by the accompanying feats of mystic control, then his mission of yogic success is a failure. So the process is that gradually you'll be led to understand God, understand yourself and your relationship with Him. If that does not happen, if you get carried away by something, some benefit that you get, then your whole exercise is a failure. Actually, Arjuna rejects in Bhagavad Gita, I cannot do this type of yogic meditation that you are telling. I cannot sit and meditate in that way. It's impossible. Arjuna was very frank, open, straightforward. How is it possible to do this? It's not possible to do this. But in the material world nowadays, many people accept that it is possible to do, although it is impossible to do. And they try to do, and they do some half-baked version of it. They get some little benefit in terms of mind control, everything. And they think this is it, and they propagate it. But I have not met anybody who says that the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is very, very difficult to do. I have not met anybody. In fact, it is so easy to do that some people don't do. That's the only reason why they don't do. It's so easy to do that I want something more difficult than this. It's too easy to do. This is the supreme yoga. So, it is not at all so difficult like yoga. You know, sometimes all sorts of asanas. I was telling the boys the other day, watching an asana of one person putting his leg behind his neck and then putting his hand inside this. And then I said, our yoga is not at all so difficult. It's not at all so difficult. You don't have to do all this gymnastics at all and see, I'm going to get self-realized. It's not possible actually, like that. It seems very impossible to me to do. Ask me to do all these pranayama, that, this, everything. and then finally what? But the essence is love of the Lord. And when I call the name of the Lord, person whom I am going to love, awaken my love for, it seems more probable, more easy to understand. I'm going to develop a relationship with this person, God. So I should get to know his name, his form, where he stays, what does he do. It makes a lot of sense. Very simple. The essence of yoga is to develop a relationship with the Lord. That's the purpose of yoga. So in the Patanjali Yoga Sutras also it says, Ishvara Pranidhanath. Very clearly it says that meditation on the Lord in the heart, his form, and getting attached to him, that's the whole effort. But somehow people, like it says, mystic potencies you get, you go away. People are actually doing yoga completely for material purposes. It's got nothing to do with spiritual life. Nothing to do with spiritual life. And that is why originally people know, although many Hindus are also doing yoga now, because it is not to do with religious life. Yoga has gained such a label now. You can do yoga. It's nothing to do with religiosity. Yoga is universal. It's meant for everybody. That's the way it's propagated. Because yoga is giving them huge business. It's a $60 billion industry. Can you believe it? So much money is there in that. Everybody loves yoga because it gives them sense gratification, money, everything. And it gives a little so-called peace of mind. It's giving a lot of material benefit. But yoga is actually meant to what's mentioned here. To get to become absorbed in the Supreme Lord. This is the original sutra. That's why when the yoga day was floated about 2 years back, at that time many people who are religious, especially the Muslims, they said, don't do yoga because it is Hinduism. Many of the Muslim people, they said, don't do yoga. But all the people who are benefiting from yoga, who are also Muslims, they were thinking, but it is good, no? It helps us, body, this thing, posture. So many good things happen to us. They said, no, don't do. Then the high priest of the Muslim ordered that don't do yoga. Because it is Hinduism, they are very smartly marketing it. Now the country is led by a person who is doing this. He practices yoga, so he's telling the whole world to practice yoga. I just saw somebody sent me a link about International Yoga Day in New York on the huge skyscraper. There's a projection of yoga. Different asanas are coming. International Yoga Day. On the day of yoga. So everybody is watching all sorts of asanas. You know, silhouette. Very beautiful in the night, you can see. So much popular it has become. So this high priest, he quoted the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And he said, see, yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana, shraddhavan bhajate om same yuktatmo mata. Can't you see the 6th chapter? You see, this is what they are trying to make you do. But all the Hindus, they don't know that. But this man spoke the truth. The high priest, from his viewpoint of being religious and follow the Muslim order like that. He's saying, don't see the 6th chapter. It is saying that. That is meant for bhakti to the Supreme Lord Krishna. That's what yoga will lead you to. Which is what is the real business of yoga. Throughout the Bhagavatam it is mentioned. Harir sarvatra giyate. Everywhere in the scripture it is mentioned. But all these people, especially many Hindus who have professed impersonal conception or have just taken up yoga for the sake of their sense gratification, just dismissed it. We know all these things. In our land, we have heard it many times. They don't register. So this is what is the real purpose of yoga. The real purpose of yoga is to develop love for the Lord. Yoga means coming together. Yuj. Connection. And why? So that you can learn to know Krishna and you can instantly fall in love with him. That's all. It's all actually love story. Krishna has told in the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Become my lover. Become a devotee. Learn to love me. This is the lesson. This is the education. God is telling, please become a devotee. Everything will be solved for you. Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Braja. All rules, regulations, nothing need to work. You can throw everything away if you can develop love for me. That's the central principle of yoga. Here also, by meditation on the Virat Purusha, you are trying to develop love for the Lord. Why are the living beings so much against developing love for the Lord? That only they know best. That is explained very nicely in Bhagavad Gita and all other places. Rebelling against the Lord and trying to be lording yourself. All these things have created so many complications in our life. And getting back to worship the Lord and be situated with Him in eternal devotional service is perfectly natural. So yoga means bringing you to a natural realm. Yoga means from artificial to natural, from material to spiritual. Right? So, this conception, this understanding is being brought forth throughout in the Bhagavatam in many places. This is not just theory. This is actually true. If you chant Hare Krishna regularly with this feeling of connecting with the Lord and petition Him and pray to Him, Krishna will actually come and connect with you. And you can actually experience it. You can experience it. It is not a thing that you cannot experience God. People are all busy trying to do pranayama, everything, and experiencing something in the mind. A little bit, then it goes away. Then again they do asana the next day. And a nice feeling, good breathing, everything. This is all very normal thing for human beings in the Vedic civilization to live clean, to do a little pranayama. Every day pujari has to do kumbhaka, rechaka, do a little pranayama before he starts his puja. It's not something that is not being, but that's not the be-all and end-all, and the goal of life is to do pranayama. It is meant to condition your mind in such a way that you can focus on the Lord and go ahead. Yoga by itself, the pranayama by itself is not the end of it. Just because you enjoy some good feeling mentally. You can go to a feeling on a higher level, beyond the mind, beyond the intelligence, in this level of the spirit soul, a billion times multiplied happiness. That is described by Rupa Goswami. By chanting Hare Krishna, you will enjoy that happiness gradually. So this is a supreme yoga that we are doing. Inside that, this is already covered. As a byproduct, you will get good feeling in the mind. But that is not the end of it. Good is the enemy of the best. Don't settle for the good. Good, better, best, never let it rest until the good becomes better and the better becomes best. Good means good karma, nice man, following Vedic rules, regulations, looking after family, having enjoyment and following rules. Good. Better is to actually become a yogi. Best is to be a devotee. Best is to be a devotee. That's why I said the good is the enemy of the best. The good, settling down in life and nicely doing your duties and having sense gratification, earning money, spending, all these things, we get stuck. Yogis get stuck with siddhis, like Prabhupada is saying. The karmis get stuck with the rules and regulations. And they keep going round and round. They're born again and again in the same situation. They do again and again, yani kani, chapapani. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. They take birth, they come back. Karmis get stuck, yogis get stuck, jnanis get stuck, speculation. It's only the devotee who doesn't get stuck. He, by the mercy of the Lord, makes progress beyond and develops love for the Lord and is situated eternally. So there are many, many, many processes like this to elevate you a little bit here, there, here, there, here, there. Krishna has thrown a big net. Wherever you are, make a little progress at least. Svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. Before this life gets over, make a little progress. Do something. Give charity. At least give charity. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, at least you give charity. At least develop some knowledge that you are not this body. At least do some religious activity, some dharma. I know devotional service is very difficult for you. But do something, something to gain some ground, some piety, and give me a chance to give you some blessing. This is the whole way it is working. So all sorts of processes to elevate the person. The Bhagavatam gives us a supreme process. It compares all these different things and gives you various instances of persons who are all on these different levels and upholds pure bhakti to the Lord as their topmost destination. That's why the Bhagavatam is so wonderful. The Bhagavatam is a supreme scripture. Supreme scripture. If we can simply read the Bhagavatam regularly, we will be understanding how to be the perfect yogi. And the Bhagavatam, which is the essence of the whole Vedanta Sutra, natural commentary, Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam Bharatartha Vinirnayaha Gayatri Bhashruposo Vedartha Paribrahmitaha. That the essence of the Veda, Vedartha Paribrahmitaha, the deliberation of the Veda is found in it. Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam, the natural commentary of the Vedanta Sutra written by Vyasadeva, who himself has also elaborated the Bhagavatam. Bharatartha Vinirniha, the conclusions of Mahabharata, and the entire essence, the meaning, the natural meaning of Gayatri. All these things are nicely packaged in Bhagavatam. If you read the Bhagavatam, you will become the perfect yogi. Because by reading the Bhagavatam, you will appreciate Krishna, become his devotee. All the pastimes of Krishna, especially in the 10th canto, are so sweet. You will gradually develop that taste for appreciating that. And as you appreciate it, a whole vista opens up. You never knew such a great opportunity is awaiting you. See? So the Bhagavatam is speaking at many times about all the different wrongs that people do very boldly. At the same time, it is also recommending a little elevation. At the same time, it is telling you, but the best is this, to become a devotee of the Lord. Like this person, Prahlad, like this person, Bhishma, like this person, Pandavas, all of them. Jagannath, Paladev, Subhadra, Maiki. So, although there are various processes described and broadly karma, jnana, yoga, still all of them are dependent on bhakti. And by directly performing bhakti, a person is performing the supreme occupation of the living entity and he becomes instantly benefited. So this is what Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has carried all over the world. Whether you are qualified or not materially, if you chant Krishna's names, you become instantly qualified. And if you chant without offenses and understand this basic knowledge, gradually you will develop love for God. And he has proven it. People are doing it and achieving love of God, going back to God. This is the goal of our life. Goal of life is to achieve love for Krishna. Prema Pumarto Mahan. That's the artha, highest artha. So, that's what we can understand by Shukadeva Goswami's insistence and his prescription. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any comment? Any question? That's what is the commentary given by all the Goswamis. Banu Maharaj also explained it during Rath Yatra by showing slides completely. That somewhere or the other, If you recognize Krishna and perform devotion to Him, then only your Gyan will become perfect. All these processes become perfect only if they are connected with Krishna. A perfect Jnani means Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyante Vasudevam Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. So to achieve that perfection in Jnana, you must know that Krishna is the essence of all Jnana. If you did not know, you will never become a perfect Jnani. Same way, all work, karma pyekam tasya devasya seva. That work, if performed for the Supreme Lord, it achieves perfection. Simple. So in this way, this is broad explanation. In this way, it's mentioned that in all the yogic processes also, there is always mention of Vishnu. Vishnu should be worshipped. Everything should be connected to Vishnu. Then only, even if it is material, you will get success. Then only you will get success. Therefore, people materialistically worship Vishnu. They worship Vishnu and get their success. Because all the demigods are also dependent on Vishnu. Whole Vedic literature is constantly talking about Vishnu. All the Puranas everywhere, even though it is much, Skanda Purana, Agni Purana, Shiva Purana, everything. In all the Puranas, there is glorification of Vishnu as the Supreme. All processes, all philosophy, entire Vedic literature, if you don't connect it with Vishnu and understand, you will not get the fruit. That's a real secret. That's why Shukracharya is telling Vamanadev that actually, mantratas tantratas chidram deshakalarha vastutah sarvam karoti nischidram anusankirtanam tava. There is so many chidram holes in my mantra and the tantra and the dravyas and the puja and the time, this thing, everything cannot be perfect. Sarvam karoti nischidram, but everything becomes perfect. Anusankirtanam tava, when I glorify you. He is the demon's guru telling this to Vamana. Actually, after telling Bali, don't donate to Vamana. And Vamanadev comes back after everything to him to glorify him. He's telling, actually it is true. You are the Supreme. That's why I told him not to give. That's what is the meaning. I told him not to give because I am supposed to guide the Asuras to be more Asuric. So I told him not to give. But actually, even my mantra, tantra and all works because you are glorified by me. Vishnu is glorified everywhere. That's the secret. Even for material success. That's why it says that, what is the shloka? Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Akama sarvakkamo va mokshakamo udaradi. You don't have any desires, but you have full of desires. You must with great bhakti worship Vishnu. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Actually, this is the meaning, this is what you understand from the scripture. Because only Krishna can provide you even your material enjoyment. Even if you worship demigods, Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, I am only giving it to them. Even if you worship the demigods, that worship is coming to me only. Everything covered by Vishnu. That's why it's called Sarvavyapi. So why don't you recognize Vishnu to make your process perfect? So the Vedic literature is written in such a way, even if you don't worship Vishnu, you'll have to worship Vishnu. Right? So therefore, success in any process depends on the Supreme. Any other question? Yes, yes. Devotees can do asanas. Why not? For good health. Whatever is useful in Krishna consciousness, we accept. We know the philosophy. Everything connected with Krishna works. So for good health, we can do yoga. For going back to Godhead, you don't have to do yoga. Vidu Bhakti Yoga. That's all. We chant Hare Krishna, read Bhagavat. But yoga is good, at least it keeps them away from wrong things. At least they stop eating meat a little bit and lead a sattvic life and this and that. Things are changing. People are becoming vegetarians. I do yoga every day. I like to lead a sattvic life. Good. From that they will understand this next. One sense is good. Any other question or comment? Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki. 9 o'clock.